It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A state lawmaker has asked the Trump administration to send federal law enforcement to Denver. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Republican Representative Dave Williams of Colorado Springs says Democrats, including Governor Jared Polis, have not done enough to stop vandalism and violence and urged an expansion of federal law enforcement to help local police. Meanwhile, Polis says that would only escalate tensions and could violate people's constitutional rights. Polis says the state does not need federal help to deal with violence.
I mean, if I needed more support around testing, around tracing, preventing violence, I would turn to the National Guard resources to do that before I would call for troops that are not under my command.
Every Democratic state lawmaker signed a letter to the U.S. Attorney for Colorado asking that federal agents not come. They said they were shocked and disturbed at what has been happening to protesters in Portland, Oregon, who have allegedly been detained by federal agents in unmarked vehicles. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The U.S. Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs will be one of the first universities in the country to bring its entire student body back to campus for the fall semester. CPR's Dan Boyce reports this is despite a COVID outbreak among cadets already on campus.
The freshman class arrived several weeks ago for their basic training, and so far an unknown number have contracted the virus. Still, the Academy says it's confident it can bring the rest of its 4,000 students back safely by the end of this month. The Academy says it will test cadets for COVID-19 several times during their first 2 weeks and quarantine those who test positive. In order to keep recommended social distancing in the dorms, about 10% of the cadets will be housed off campus in hotels. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Jefferson County Public Schools has reversed course and will now start the school year with 2 weeks of remote learning. On September 8th, preschool through elementary students can return to school in person full time or choose a fully remote option. Middle and high school students will operate on a hybrid schedule of alternating days of in-person and remote learning. Officials say opening school September 8th will depend on coronavirus levels. A chance for rain for much of Colorado through this afternoon. This is CPR News.